In the fall of 2003, knowing she faced trouble, Brigadier General Barbara Fast, the top U.S. military intelligence officer in the country, asked one of the wise men of the Army intelligence community to fly over to review her operations. The report that would result appears to have been the first major internal recognition that the U.S. effort in Iraq had run off the tracks. Retired Army Colonel Stuart Harrington was a veteran of Army counterinsurgency operations in the Vietnam War, where he was a particularly effective part of the Phoenix program, a controversial covert effort to capture or kill Viet Cong leaders in rural areas. William Colby, the CIA operative who oversaw the program and later became head of the agency, claimed that it eliminated 60,000 Viet Cong agents. That estimate has been greeted with skepticism, but after the war, observed historian Stanley Carnot, top communist figures reported that Phoenix had done enormous damage. Madame Nguyen Thi Dinh, a Viet Cong leader, told Carnot that she considered the program very dangerous. She recalled that, "We never feared a division of troops, but the infiltration of a couple of guys into our ranks created tremendous difficulties for us." Harrington was one of the last Americans out of Saigon, lifting off the roof of the U.S. Embassy at 5:30 on the morning of April 30, 1975. A few years later, he wrote a well-received book about the Phoenix operation, titled Silence Was a Weapon, The Vietnam War in the Villages. He went on to run intelligence operations for the Army in Panama and during the 1991 Gulf War, and later taught at the Army War College when Fast was a student there. She likely remembered that, unusual for an officer, he was an expert in interrogation, something that military intelligence officials tend to think of as sergeant's work. Harrington arrived in early December and was stunned by what he found. The main prison, Abu Ghraib, was stuffed with 6,000 prisoners. "The problem of overpopulation at Abu Ghraib is serious and must be resolved urgently," he warned in a 13-page report to Fast submitted on December 12, 2003. "The facility is a pressure cooker, where it is only a matter of time before prisoners stage an uprising." But that was the least of the problems, he concluded, because it was easily solved. A larger concern was how detainees were being treated, and not just by a handful of demoralized Army reservists at Abu Ghraib. He was shocked by the behavior of Task Force 121, an elite interagency team of about 1,000 CIA paramilitaries and black special operations forces devoted to finding Saddam Hussein and his top allies. Iraqis who had been captured by Task Force 121 showed signs of having been mistreated, beaten by their captors, he wrote, with some having injuries noted by medical personnel. Harrington was no innocent. The Phoenix program killed thousands. But he was disappointed, he wrote, with the actions of the task force, and especially the sense that it was routine and acceptable to beat prisoners. One officer told him that he knew about the beatings. "I asked the officer if he had reported this problem. He replied that everyone knows about it. I advised the officer that this response was inadequate." The Red Cross likewise reported that high-value detainees were being brought in severely burned, apparently from being made to lie across the hoods of vehicles as they were transported, tied down like slain deer. Harrington, by contrast, had made a point of treating his prisoners generously, feeding a hungry Viet Cong captain in a restaurant, and putting up a captured North Vietnamese sergeant in his villa, and at one point, a week into the latter's captivity, handing him a loaded M16 rifle as a sign of trust.